Blog Talk Radio.
I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and also the founder of the Wow Seat Media. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments on different platforms, but on this platform, we feature expertpreneurs who are authors, some are business owners, entrepreneurs, speakers, and also thought leaders. And they provide their worthwhile outstanding works, which is their WOW mission, and they provide this in the marketplace and also in the world at large. You can learn more about our other segments at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook under the WOW Seat Media. Well, today I am featuring my senior star celebrity protege and chief multiplicity officer, Tom, and we will be discussing how multi-level writing and publishing helps to level up one's wow factor. So I'm really excited to have him on this Wow Seat platform. Going to tell you just a little bit about him. Tom is the creator of Tom Publications. He's also a cross-brand celebritypreneur for the Wow Seat Media's Wollywood platform, and also is the chief multiplicity officer for Wow We Do It All Media. And just want to say a little bit about him as a multi-level writer and publisher. Tom has several blogs. He writes grants and proposals for different niche markets. Also, he provides emerging authors with a training platform, which is the TomTom's publication. And get this, he has 30 publications on Amazon, and they serve a variety of industries. I'm going to name a few of those industries. It's financial empowerment, as I mentioned, emerging authors. He also serves the comedy industry, and he serves the sports industry on multiple levels. And I just also want to mention that he has several online platforms, and they are featuring a variety of his different levels of expertise. And in the show description, you'll find TomTom's two Amazon authors pages, also how you can learn more about TomTom's publication. So I am extremely excited to have him here and to talk about this topic. So, Tom, I want to welcome you to the Wow Seat.
All right, thanks for having me.
Oh, you are most welcome. I'm super excited, of course, because of who you are and what you mean to me to have you, you know, on this particular platform, and I know that the value that you will add to the audience today will be tremendous, because this is certainly a topic that needs to be discussed, because, as you know, there are many out there who are writers, and then some don't feel like they're writers, and then there are the ones who haven't done anything with their writing yet, or some have tried and have really not been successful. And so today, as it relates to the writing and the publishing aspect, you know, be able to speak to some of that. So before we jump into the core topic for today, I always like to ask my guest on this particular platform before we get started, what has been your most recent wow moment?
I would say mine has been people contacting me and telling me how much they learned about Tourette syndrome from my newest book. And you know, even this morning at the barbershop, I bumped into my friend that's a city councilman, and I gifted him a copy of the book. He was excited.
Nice.
And And he said he would keep it in his office. And then I even
gifted
my barber a copy of it. I even gifted barber a copy of it. And I didn't even have to pay for my haircut today.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, that is certainly a wow moment. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, that's a wow across the board for sure. That should send you soaring for at least the rest of this month. That is incredible. And, you know, on the note of that publication, would you share the name of that publication? I know that we have your Amazon pages in the show description, but because you brought that up, it'd be a good idea. And it's a wonderful book, audience. I had the opportunity to contribute a foreword. But would you share the name of the publication?
Yeah, the name of the book is Ticked Off, My Personal Truth
Ticked
About
Off.
The Burdens yes. of Tourette Syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a great book. Ticked Off. Yes, it is a phenomenal book. Thank you so much. It's such a great body of work. But thank you so much for sharing that, Tom. I think it was important to plug that in right now since that happened to be part of your wow moment. So we'll move forward. I'm excited again to be talking with you today. So tell me about, or tell our listeners, what is your WOW mission for the writing and publishing industry?
To empower and teach as many people as possible to become self-published authors. And once I teach enough people how to do these things and do things in the non-traditional and non-linear way, we can turn this industry upside down on its head.
Absolutely. I love that. And you certainly are one who can help to definitely revolutionize and make that happen just based on your own journey and also the works that you and I have done, you know, together over the years and the training and everything. And we believe in doing things off the grid and certainly in a non-traditional format. We are uninstitutionalized in pretty much every aspect of what we bring to the marketplace. And I love that you shared that because sometimes there has to be this reawakening and this new opening of possibilities for people to step into. And sometimes it takes those who are already brave enough to be on their journeys doing that to be able to give others permission, but also be the demonstrators for them to see that you can do this. And self-publishing, as we know, that is far the best route to go. Because allows you obviously to be in control of your publishing agenda. And so, yeah, TomTom, I got to put a plug in for you right now. Yes, TomTom has an amazing emerging empowerment authors course. So you certainly want to be able to connect with him and learn more about that if you are an emerging author. So thank you so much for that, TomTom. So let's get into talking about our signature topic today. And my signature question for you is, how does multi-niche writing and publishing level up one's wow factor?
Well, for starters, writing a book is a big deal, you know. Many people tried, but very few ever succeed. You know, once you finish writing your book and publish it, then you become part of a small, select group of people in this world who have. The group get even smaller when it comes to self-published authors, and even smaller with multi-niche writers. Multi-niche writing to position you as an expert and a trusted resource in your area of expertise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you said something very profound there, is that, yeah, the gap sort of gets smaller, the crowd or so does get smaller. And in this case, because most people aren't aware of multi-level writing or multi-niche writing and being able to position yourself, just as you mentioned, as a writer in a variety of ways. And it's more than just being a writer and a publisher, because you being a writer and a publisher then opens up the door, the gateway. A lot of times that's what the writings do, or they're designed to do, is be able to demonstrate certain levels of the expertise, but then ultimately leads to, you know, some higher opportunities, whether it's speaking or whether it is someone funding for a larger book project to be written, or consulting or training. It just, it opens up a lot of different opportunities. And it's really good to be a multi-level expert anyway, but certainly leveraging writing as the chief vehicle that can, you know, be the gateway into a variety of different opportunities. Because as you know, Tom, there is something about being published, or when people learn that people are a published author, they view that higher than if someone comes talking about their degrees and certifications. So you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of times that's why I would say to people that when they are so concerned about the amount of education that they have or don't feel qualified based on degrees and certifications, I say, but you know, you have experience, personal, professional, educational experience, spiritual experience, and you need to be able to leverage your journey within writings. And you don't need a degree to publish, and you don't even need a budget, in a sense, to publish a certain way, self-publishing, giving a shout-out, obviously, for Kindle Direct Publishing, where you can publish, you know, for free. You know, on there and get a jump start and just keep, you know, leveling up. But Tom here, he's a blogger. As I mentioned, he is a grant writer. He writes proposals. He's got the 30 publications on Amazon, and it just doesn't stop there. He's got tons of articles, you know, on LinkedIn that you can really benefit from, and you're going to see a whole lot more of those come forth from him. But if you really want to learn about becoming an author and really becoming an author the right way, he is by far the best empowerment source for you, and to really teach you not just the basics, but really what it's going to take to continue moving forward. Because, you know, Tom, as we know, people become published, and then sometimes they just sit on their books, you know. But we know that there's, you know, there's a whole business around this that you have to apply yourself to, in fact, if you want to be profitable. But that's kind of a whole nother, it's a whole nother show, just, you know, around that topic. But I just wanted to sort of highlight the different levels that you write on, because sometimes people think, okay, well, I'm just going to write books. And that's fine. But if you are a writer, as I say, be a writerpreneur or a publishingpreneur, you definitely need to have some different levels to your writing, and not just focus on one industry. I know that's kind of been the going thing that you should do that, but it's really a limitation. But Tom, so before we get ready to wrap up, I certainly want to ask you, you can speak to anything, you know, or piggyback off of anything that I have shared, but if not, if you would love to share a few words of empowerment to those who are interested in getting started as multi-level writers and publishers.
Oh, yeah, I got you. All right, well, let me start just by saying, it's nothing like the empowerment that comes with being a self-published author. You know, the positive energy you get from being independent, it can push you much further, much faster than having to wait in line for your turn. And then you had the excitement of learning new skills, you know, working with professionals, making your own mistakes and learning from them, making money with direct interaction with your customers. If you go the traditional route, it's all out of your hands once you sign that contract. Yeah, and the other thing to keep in mind is that the hardest part of this process is creating. You know, the more you write, the more you harness and tap into that creativity. And once you make that choice, it's time to trust your gut and do what you feel work best for your sanity. And for me, it's self-publishing all day, every day. Why?
Because
I don't have
that.
To ask
Same
for
here.
I don't have to ask for permission from the gatekeepers. I don't need it.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't wait to be chosen. I choose myself. Anytime you work hard, make the difficult sacrifices, you know, keep going when things get hard, doing what you need to do to make your goal a reality, that's when you prove your toughness and resiliency. And I would say if writing a book was a dream of yours, accomplishing a dream this big is rare and should be savored. Because this is something nobody can ever take away from you. Facing a stacked deck with difficult odds, you know, doing the work and pressing on to see this process to the end, it'll make you a superhero.
You're right about that. Amen. And you certainly are a superhero. That's why we call you Superman, because you're a superpreneur in your writing initiatives and just all of the other aspects, because TomTom, he is more than just a multi-niche writer and publisher, but he leverages these aspects to segue into, he's a consultant and an empowerment coach. He has a lot of different areas of expertise. And as I mentioned, too, he's in the financial industry as well. And he writes, you know, for the financial industry, but he also empowers emerging financial authors to become published as well. So, TomTom, I have your information, as I mentioned, in the show description, but do you have an email or so that you would like for others to contact you if, in fact, they would be interested in getting some assistance, you know, from you for the multi-level writer or just becoming a published author in general? Because you train so many. You train sports journalists, sports writers. I mean, you financial writers, just those who haven't been published. You train on so many different levels. But if anyone's interested in the course that you have or just having some, one-on-one consulting with you, what would be the best way for them to contact you for that?
Yeah, they can hit me at TomTomPublications@Hotmail.com.
Oh, okay, at Hotmail.com. Okay, all right. All right, so that would be great. TomTom, I am so happy that we got the opportunity to feature you on this platform because, you know, no one brings it like you. You definitely tell it straight up, no chaser, and point out, you know, the opportunities that are there, but also letting people know, you do have to put the work in for this, but you don't want to have any regrets of not moving forward on your dreams to become published. And, of course, you know that the importance of becoming publishers is not just about us. It is about being able to change and impact others through the writings, because that's really who you're writing for. So before we wrap up, did you want to say anything to that before we close out?
I'm good.
But just in terms of it's important. You summed it up. I didn't want to say, after I say what I said in terms of the importance of knowing that your work's going to transform people's lives, I just wanted to open up the space in case you wanted to say something to that. But, no, you have shared tremendous value.
I'm just looking to impact as many people as possible. Impact as many people as possible with this.
Oh, absolutely, and you certainly have. And listeners, I just want to just plug in real quick is that, as TomTom saying, he wants to impact as many people as possible, this is what you will do when you actually put your works out in the world. TomTom's is just publishing for the sake of being published. TomTom is publishing to make a difference, and the empowerment is that you do the same and just understand when you are publishing, it is not just for you and your accomplishment. You are here to, you know, to make a difference. So, TomTom, I really just want to thank you for being on the Wow Seat today and gracing the listeners with your wisdom and empowerment. You are a force in this world that is required and much needed, and I'm so thankful for all of the works that you've put out and also your continuation to evolve, expand, and produce, you know, more content for the marketplace. So I appreciate you being here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say thanks so much for those who have been listening and tuning in to the Wow Seat. We would love to have you connect with us on Facebook and, as I mentioned earlier, even on Tumblr. I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, go out. Be sure to make it a wow week. And certainly stay blessed.